Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. Maybe the best half of football the defense has played all season long, and a second half that is forgettable. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio. We head out to the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline to continue our terrible Tuesday conversation following a Commanders Monday Night Football loss to the Chiefs. We hit up David Harrison, who joins us right now. What's up, David?
Hey, what's up, man? How are you?
Good. I've been saying the positives. Everybody wanted changes. They made changes. The changes, for the most part, worked and looked good, but it wasn't enough. What were some of your biggest takeaways from this defeat, man?
I think the biggest thing is that, you know, like you just kind of mentioned, that first half of defensive football specifically, like, really just kind of showed what the defense is capable of, right? Like, there's something to be said about coming into a game against, you know, that Kansas City Chiefs offense, especially with all their weapons back and all that you know, all that's capable of doing, and having the performance that you did, you know, in that first half. Granted, you know, there's the deflection interception, which, you know, it's part of the game. It's not necessarily something they forced, but it's still, you know, part of the game. And then at the same time, like, the Kansas City Chiefs are kind of this team that are a little bit kind of known for almost like trying to like lull you into a sense of confidence and like, oh no, you're stopping all of our tricks and we can't, you know, move the ball on you. And then boom, they just kind of come out with haymakers. And you kind of saw that. But I think the biggest difference between the teams, you know, and really we can lean on Dan Quinn here, because I really thought it was great that he was very honest and upfront when he was asked last week by Chick Hernandez at WSA9, do you know who your team is right now? And he just flat out said, no, I don't. Because one, like, this is a man who's been in the league for a really long time. He knows the kind of optics that can produce, but it just kind of shows, like, he's not really interested in playing the game and sugarcoating things. And it, like, you can respect that kind of a move, right? Well, Andy Reid and the Kansas City Chiefs, they know who they are. Steve Spagnuolo knows who his defense is. Like, they know who they are. They just had to get all their cast players back, and they did that. And I think in the second half, that's what you see, is you see two teams on the opposite spectrum of identity. One knows who they are, so they go in the locker room and say, okay, here's what's not working, here's what we're capable of doing because we know this, so let's do these things that are different, and the other team, you know, let's see if they can stop it. And the other side, the Washington Commanders in this case, you know, that's kind of like the first half on defense. You've really seen them establish something. So you go in the locker room, you know, you're already changing something coming into the game. You don't necessarily want to go into halftime and try to change it again, anticipating what the Chiefs are going to do, and I think that's really where the rubber meets the road in the second half as far as the defense is concerned. Obviously, the lack of complementary football from the offense certainly doesn't help matters.
Yeah, I mean, I think Dan Quinn had the guys fired up. The Chiefs keep talking about the energy that they brought in the first half. They forced the turnovers, but they did not execute, did not make the most of those opportunities there And then the second half, you're right, it was all Chiefs. The fourth down plays, was that just lack of execution? Do you think it was a bad call on either one of them? What are your thoughts? Because it feels like that was the ball game. Two missed fourth downs, that was your game.
Yeah, certainly you could go that way. You know, I didn't really have a problem with either fourth down call, the decision to go for it, I should say. I didn't really have a problem with either decision to go for it, which is, you know, just from my lens perspective, is actually kind of saying something. I'm not really a fan of going for it on fourth down in early situations. But, you know, again, like, you're trying to not just find who you are as a team, but really establish who you are. Because, like, they know who they want to be, right? So let's go out and let's be that team. I think that was just kind of the message that they were sending there. Usually I feel like it feels desperate, and I didn't really feel like the Commanders going for a fourth down in those situations was a desperation move. It was more so a move for themselves to find themselves. That being said, the fourth and one deep shot call, I hate that call. I absolutely despise that call. Even if you call the same play, up until that point, and, you know, I've been traveling all day. I haven't gotten a chance to really watch the game film yet myself, but just watching it in real time, I remember looking over to Chick sitting next to me in the press box, and I said, man, like, what I really like about what Cliff is calling right now is they're doing a lot of short to deep reads versus deep to short reads. You see a lot of deep to short reads in Cliff Kingsbury's offense. It's very common in the NFL in general, but they came out and they were doing short to deep reads, and Marcus Mariota was taking the open receiver and, you know, taking with the defense. It was just kind of an old school type of game. And then on that fourth and one play, they go deep to short and they take the shot. And if you go back on that, the short is open and it's a first down. And I really don't like putting the situation up there where it's all or nothing. You know, you're down one score, you're in this game, your defense is doing a good job, and you take an all or nothing shot in that situation. I think you either take the short route, you go short to deep, take the short route, get the conversion, or you try to run it and get the conversion. Honestly, with the defensive Chiefs hat on, I don't know that you convert if you run it because they brought a whole lot of pressure. But either way, if it's the same play call, stick to the short to deep. It's working, right? Stick to it, get the conversion. If you want to take the shot on first down after that, go for it. If you want to take it on second down, go for it. But I think you just it's kind of a situational football thing. You got to know the vibe of the game, see what your defense is doing. This is where complimentary football, I think, really kind of misses this team sometimes, is the coordination between what is happening on the other side of the line of scrimmage and how I need to respond to that. You know, in this case, obviously, specifically with Cliff, because I just think, like, again, just the game flow says get that first down, like, prioritize the first down, get that first down, stay on the field, keep Pat Mahomes on the sideline, give yourself a chance of putting up more points, reward your defense for stopping them, I think they just missed the mark there.
Yeah, and I think the second half is a result of that, because when you don't play complimentary football, it ends up biting you in the rear end at the end of the day, and the defense cannot be happy that they went to the locker room with two turnovers and 7 points were just on the board for the offensive side of the ball. And that's why, you know, I think one of those, with the two turnovers you created, one of those should have been a field goal opportunity, or you'd call a different play knowing it's Mariota, not Jaden Daniels. There's an issue with this offensive line and this rushing attack for Washington. I don't know what the hell I was watching out there from them, but there was just no holes, it felt like. Bill is not the same running back he was earlier in the season. I think the fumbles have messed with his vision. But to me, this was not on the running backs. This was on the push from the offensive line. There was no push.
Yeah, the rushing offense, like, if you look at the totality, it's tied now for third in the NFL. But when you look at the lead it had as the number one rushing offense in the league just a month ago, it really kind of demonstrates how far the rushing attack has really dropped, and it's been week in, week out. And I mean, you know, you go up against the Chicago Bears and it's one of the worst rush defenses in the NFL, and you're not really able to generate anything there. You go up against the Dallas Cowboys, who are the worst rush defense in the NFL, and you're not able to generate anything there. And certainly the Chiefs rush defense was better than either of those, but still not good, and basically just run away from Chris Jones or you know, duo block him to get him out of the way. And like you said, just still not good. So I don't know what the problem is up there. I know that a lot of the Commanders' rushing yards are obviously accounted for by the quarterback, and that can kind of skew numbers a little bit. But I'm with you on Bill, you know, and it's rough for a rookie, man. I mean, he's had so much kind of put on him early on. I've said it multiple times on Locked On Commanders. I feel like they put way too much on him too soon. I think it needs to be a much more judicious spread between him, J-Mac, Jeremy McNichols, and Chris Rodriguez. And I will give Cliff some credit. Like, he did get all three backs on the field early last night. But I just think that's it's kind of like maybe too little too late. I'm seeing a lot more dancing in the backfield by Bill. I'm seeing a lot more hesitation in the backfield by Bill. I don't feel like he's running with confidence anymore. And that's sad to see, because we've seen what happens when he hits the hole, when he can hit a hole, and when he can get going north and south. And certainly there was a couple of moments there where you kind of see like the almost break and all that stuff. But like you said, from a consistency standpoint, they got to figure out a better way to generate movement up front, or at least get the guys mixed in there, so that you're giving the defense a little bit of something different to look at.
Yeah, I want a lot more McNichols personally, but the offensive line, it's not who we thought they were. And we had all this talk about how good they could be on paper with Cosme back. He's back. We haven't seen a difference. Tunsil left the game. I didn't think Coleman was bad at all in that one. Maybe Chris Paul and Biotis were. But, like, the right side hasn't been a strength. The left side hasn't been a strength. Where's the strength right now of the offensive line?
I think the strength of the offensive line right now is pass protection, and certainly not in every down situation, right? There's one specific down where Marcus Mariota was left punching the field because the Chiefs brought four men, and the offensive line somehow let one guy get in completely unblocked. But I think overall, I mean, I remember specifically, you know, even the Dallas Cowboys game. I mean, there's plays, multiple plays where Jaden is just like standing back there reading a book. You know what I mean? The unfortunate part of that game is he didn't have receivers getting separation to get open, so he didn't have anybody to throw it to while he's standing back there. But I do think that that's maybe a place where you can highlight a little bit what's going on with the offensive line. But like you said, you know, it's kind of just like a micro shot of the entire season, to be honest with you. Is like, you know, when the left side gets the good push off the line, it's a run to the right, and the right side doesn't. When the right side gets a good push, it's a run to the left, and the left side doesn't. It's just, it's kind of one of those situations where it's like, what can go wrong is going to go wrong. You know, you go to the Laremy Tunsil hamstring. It's like, how many more injuries can this team deal with and still try to stay competitive? And boom, there's Laremy Tunsil out of the game after the first possession. You know, so it's just kind of one of those seasons, man. Like, this team just seems a little bit snake bit. You know, they're not going to make the excuse of injuries, obviously. You know, like, the public's not really going to give them a pass on that. Opposing teams aren't going to give them a pass on that. But I think contextually, when you look at this team, man, you do have to at least just understand that this is not anywhere close to the version of the 2025 Commanders they were supposed to be. And to a significant, like, every team deals with injuries, but I think this team is dealing with injuries at a rate that is not usually seen amongst NFL teams.
Yeah, it's not the same offense it was a year ago, and it makes sense. You look up and down the lineup, so many guys have missed time throughout training camp and practice. I mean, Jaden has missed practice. Ja'Cory Kreisky-Merritt was running back 4 when training camp began, maybe 5. McLaurin missed training camp. Debo has missed practices. Zach Ertz feels like every single week he gets a veteran day off. Maybe they need to stop that because he's dropping passes. It's driving me crazy. Laremy Tunsil missed a lot of time in training camp. They were trying to be careful with him. Chris Paul wasn't your starting guard. Biotis was there. Okay, he's the one. But I think I overrated him. Cosme missed time. And Connerly has had, like, the most mistakes, I feel like, of any guy on the offensive line.
Yeah, and Connerly's, I mean, you know, you don't want anybody to have mistakes, right? But Connerly's kind of like the guy you give the pass to a little bit, because there's going to be growing pains for a rookie. You just kind of have to understand and appreciate that, I suppose. But yeah, man, I mean, it's been rough, you know. But, and that's kind of, you know, I've had this conversation with some other team hosts on the podcast network about it, with some fans, you know, and until you look at it, like, you look at the Kansas City Chiefs, you know, they had Patrick Mahomes all season, they've had Travis Kelce all season, you know, but they lost Rashee Rice and Xavier Worthy, and they end up with a losing record, and people are wondering, oh, like, is the Chiefs dynasty coming to an end, and all that stuff. And to be honest, like, they haven't dealt with maybe 10% of what the Commanders have dealt with from an injury standpoint. If you take Pat Mahomes off that roster for three games, I mean, you look at, say, Pat Mahomes, Rashee Rice, Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin played two games together all season so far. Like, we're at the midway point of the year, and Jaden and Terry have played two games together all season long. If that's the situation with the Kansas City Chiefs with Pat Mahomes and Rashee Rice, then I think they're much worse off. If you take George Karloftis off the line, you know, to kind of mimic the Dietrich Wise and et cetera, et cetera. And again, they're not excuses, right? At the end of the day, like, you have to go out there and perform to the best of your ability. And some of the mistakes and errors that are happening are errors that shouldn't be happening no matter who is in the game. Like, these aren't skill set, you know, you're not getting beat by skill set. You're getting beat by eye discipline and communication, which is something that should be universal across the roster. So, you know, again, nobody should be trying to, like, completely excuse things. But like I said, it is a significant part of the picture, just not the entirety of the picture.
Yeah. But yet everybody goes through it. It feels like every year during 1 month, some team gets bit with the injury bug. The thing is, do you have a next man up? Can you respond from that? David, thanks for the time, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, it is a JMU game day. We'll be dancing with the Dukes coming up next as Dave Riggert, the play-by-play voice of the Dukes, will join us from Texas as the 6-1 JMU Dukes will take on Texas State in a key Sun Belt battle tonight, 8 p.m. on ESPN2. But it is a Tuesday, October 28th, which means it's time to highlight all the best scoring plays from college and the NFL. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is getting to pay dirt.
Touchdown Tuesday. All the best scoring plays from the biggest showdowns across the National Football League.
Inside the 10, into the end zone for a touchdown.
Straight into the end zone for an unbelievable touchdown.
At the end of the day, all that matters is getting into the end zone.
Take it all the way for a touchdown.
Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio.
All right, I want to start Touchdown Tuesday with Jonathan Taylor. I really like Jonathan Taylor at running back, and I'm glad that he's having this season because I think there were a lot of people that started to doubt him over the last few years, and it was just because of the quarterback play that the Colts have gotten. And it's not like Daniel Jones has been unbelievable, but Jonathan Taylor is playing unbelievable football right now. He has 850 rushing yards, two touchdowns, 12 touchdowns, excuse me, and he had two past the weekend in their win 38-14 against the Titans, including an 80-yarder.
And it's Colts ball at the 20. Here's Jonathan Taylor on first down. Big hole. JT in the open field. Down the sideline. Staying in bounds. Still going. Taylor! The distance!
There's just no doubt he's been the best running back in football. First in carries, first in yards, first in touchdowns. Saquon hasn't been as good. Derrick Henry hasn't been as good. Is there a better running back in football? I don't think so. Jonathan Taylor is our leader here on Touchdown Tuesday for rushing touchdowns with 12. A 3-touchdown lead on everyone. Josh Jacobs has 9. Javonte Williams, 8. James Cook, 7. And he had a really good weekend for the Buffalo Bills. Jahmyr Gibbs has 6. Derrick Henry has 6 as well. Stubb, who did you want to highlight on a Touchdown Tuesday?
Let's go over to the receiving side. I don't like shouting out the Philadelphia Eagles, but after National Tight End Day, it's kind of cool to see a tight end lead the receiving touchdown list right now.
Yeah, is Dallas Goedert for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Tied right now with Amon-Ra St. Brown. Here is Dallas Goedert getting into the end zone this weekend.
Hurts on the keeper. Oh. Zone read. He's got a man wide open. It is Goddard who walks in. Touchdown number 2 for him and for Philly.
Touchdown Tuesday.
Yeah, there were a lot of tight ends that went off on National Tight End Day. Jake Ferguson's tied for second. He's got 6 touchdowns. Amon-Ra St. Brown, 7. Devontae Adams, 6. Tucker Kraft has 6. And I thought he was the best tight end over the weekend.
Maybe
just terrific.
This year.
For the Green Bay Packers. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you my hot take is that he ends up being the next Travis Kelce. That's just the number one tight end for like a 5-year
another
period.
Another TK.
I mean, that's a good one there. He just looks like when he's healthy, he's faster than everybody. He's stronger. He showed off his super athleticism. Pat McAfee was obsessed with the fact that he lifted himself up. Did you see that? With like the backflip jump. So he's a superstar. On the rise right now for the Green Bay Packers. Let's get to passing leaders. Patrick Mahomes moves into first place there, tied with Matthew Stafford as he found Travis Kelce on this 10-yard touchdown pass.
Mahomes with Pacheco to his right, 3 wide receivers to the left. Use a break here. Worthy moves closer to the line. Mahomes surveying, dancing, moving to his right, throws back to the end zone. Travis Kelce caught. About a yard deep into the end zone, and that's a touchdown, Kansas City.
Stafford also has 17 touchdowns. Herbert right behind them with 16. Dak with 16. Rodgers also has 16. Let's go to the college ranks, and the former JMU coach Kurt Cignetti has Indiana rolling, one of the top teams in the country, and they have our leader for both receiving touchdowns and passing touchdowns. We'll start with Fernando Mendoza. If you haven't heard that name, you're going to hear it in Heisman conversations for the rest of this season if Indiana keeps it up. He now has 24 tutties on the year. Here is Mendoza.
Fernando Mendoza looking. Buying time. Let's it go.
Sawyer Robertson at Baylor has 23. Josh Hoover at TCU has 22. Drew Matemaker with North Texas has 21. Elijah Surratt is the receiving leader, and he plays for Kurt Cignetti's Indiana Hoosiers. Here's Surratt into the end zone. Part of his touchdown, he's got 10 on the year.
Mendoza, touchdown, Indiana, Surratt. Mendoza put that one in a shoebox.
Cincinnati's in the top 25. Cyrus Allen is their top receiver. He has 9 touchdowns. Camden Brown at Georgia Southern has 9. Skylar Bell at UConn has 8. Let's get to rushing leaders, and it is Washington's Jonah Coleman on top. He's got 13 on the season, including this 7-yard touchdown run.
Traditional I formation of Big Ten football. There's Coleman outside. Coleman on his feet. Coleman dives! Touchdown, Huskies! Touchdown!
It's not getting enough run, but we're going to mention it on a Touchdown Tuesday. Navy is undefeated. Navy is yet to lose a game, and they've got a weapon at quarterback. He basically plays running back with how many times he runs into the end zone. Blake Horvath, 12 rushing touchdowns for Navy. Here's the call on a Touchdown Tuesday. Oh, we don't have Blake Horvath? I thought we had the Blake Horvath.
I got Haynes King, a different quarterback.
At Georgia Tech has a 2-yard rushing touchdown.
He's finally healthy in 2025, although he did miss one game with an injury. He fakes the pitch there, keeps it himself, and he has his quarterback FBS leading 11th rushing touchdown of the season.
Yeah, Georgia Tech has been the story of the season. In the ACC, they remain undefeated in ACC play. So is UVA. And Haynes King has done everything this season for his Yellow Jackets. He was really good last year. So we knew coming into this season that Georgia Tech had a chance to upset some people with Haynes King. I didn't think he would be this good. So he's got the 12 rushing touchdowns. He's got 1,480 passing yards and 7 passing touchdowns. It's just one turnover, one interception on the season. Kawan Lacy at Ole Miss has 12 rushing touchdowns. Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin got a big win this weekend, bouncing back after the loss to Georgia the week before. And I wanted to shout out Ahmad Hardy at Mizzou, who has 11 rushing touchdowns. Missouri has had a good season, but it seems to be spiraling out of control with their latest defeats in the last few weeks. I'm Adam Epstein. This was a Touchdown Tuesday on AWOD Radio. If we missed a big tutty from the weekend, give us a call, 833-804-0910. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Touchdown!
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM. From the NFL to the college ranks, we're going to preview some Sun Belt action here on a JMU game day. We're going to dance with the Dukes, talk a little JMU football with the play-by-play voice of the Dukes, Dave Riggert. What's going on, Dave?
Just got to San Marcos and just inside UFCU Stadium on a very hot day here in Texas. But should be fun. A rare Tuesday night game in the Sun Belt, a rare Tuesday night game for JMU. In fact, the first all-time in their program's history. So we'll see how the crowd is here at Texas State on a Tuesday night.
Yeah, and we don't want to overlook this game, but I'll tell you during the break, me and the producers are just having a conversation about the college football playoffs. Where do you stand in terms of this G5 team that would get in this year?
I think it's going to be hard for anybody to overpass the American champion if they only have one loss. Now, if they have two, I think that could change some things. I think if JMU could win out, that could certainly change some things if the American can beat up on each other. But I think it's probably a long shot for the Dukes. There's still a chance, I think, if the American can have some fun and have some wild games here down the stretch of the season. But again, it's so hard to tell right now. There's so much football yet to be played. I know we're almost into November, so it won't be that far, but there's still a lot of games left to be played. So I know the Dukes aren't really thinking about that. A lot of fans are. Certainly us in the media, we kind of look at those types of things, but it's not on their mind. They're just trying to continue to keep this winning streak going right now. They're playing their best football of the season right now, and they're hoping it continues tonight.
Yeah, no, we were just talking about how maybe the American, which is a good football conference, will just beat each other up. So Can you talk us through here the way these 10 days have gone here in between the game against ODU where you blew them out? What has it been like there in Harrisonburg?
A lot of excitement now. I think they finally saw, a lot of fans saw, that this team finally played pretty complimentary football after the first half. And it's exciting to see the offense play well the last couple weeks. Against Louisiana 2 weeks ago, they played well. They moved the football, but they turned the ball over, didn't score as many points as they probably should have. But finally, they got the offense going, and they needed it last week in the first half, certainly, against Old Dominion. ODU's offense was doing some different things. The Dukes had to kind of figure out defensively, and they kind of kept them in the game. It's been the defense the other way that's kind of been – they've had to lean on the defense for much of this season and let the offense get going a little bit in the second half. But they've had a couple days off since that game. I think they have a ton of confidence right now with five straight wins. They're the first team to four wins in the Sun Belt. They're 4-0 right now, and at the midway point of the Sun Belt schedule – they're in great shape. Now, they're, again, a lot of football. We played three of the last four games in conference play on the road. That's going to be a challenge, especially rivalry games. This one's not a rivalry game, so to speak, in the East, but this is a really good team, which we'll talk about. But they had a couple days off, and I think it kind of works as a mini bye for them for both this game and the Marshall game next week, is that they have just more time to rest, recuperate. We're deep into the season now where teams are banged up. The Dukes are no different, but they're relatively healthy, but after a game, you're going to be banged up. And they look different in practice this week just because they had a couple extra days of rest. If they can get through this one, find a way to win the game, then they'll have 3 or 4 or 5 days off before they can really get back into it against Marshall as far as physical activity goes. And then they get set for the road trip. So they've used it very wisely. I think they've done a great job with sports science this year. Coach Grassi's come in as their strength and conditioning coach. And this is about the healthiest I've seen a football team throughout the entire year. Sure, there's going to be a few guys here and there, but they've stayed healthy. They really watch and limit some of their practice, and so they're healthy, as healthy as they can be on game day. So they're in great shape going into this game. So I think they're going to be flying around. I think they're looking forward to this one on national TV, everything like that. There's a lot on the line with this game.
Yeah, absolutely. And you see, all right, 5-game win streak. You don't want to lose the momentum, but you're right. With the stretch run coming up, the extra days off should help them be able to have the energy and the health to go finish strong this season. I think my question is, do you expect the defense to stay this dominant?
I guess so, but this is a pretty big sample size now. I remember talking to Coach Hitchler after 3 or 4 games and talking to him, and he's just like, we played well, but it's still early in the season. Well, we're now 8 games in, so it's not early anymore. This is a huge sample size. They're the only team in America that hasn't allowed over 300 yards to a team in the first 7 games of the season, and it's pretty impressive what they've done. If they can do what they did to Old Dominion 10 days ago, then they can do that against anybody. Yes, there's probably going to be a game where they struggle and don't get it always corrected like they did last week when they beat Old Dominion and held them to 10 second half yards to keep them under 300 yards. This will be one of the biggest challenges remaining on the schedule as far as the offense goes. I think Marshall's offense is playing well, but Texas State now leads the Sun Belt in total offense after JMU knocked ODU down a little bit. So this is an offense that is really talented. They've got some really good playmakers. Their quarterback, Brad Jackson, is tremendous. He leads the Sun Belt in passing yards. He also is second on their team in rushing yards. He has 8 rushing touchdowns, which is 3rd in the conference. So he's a dual threat. They've got a receiver that leads the conference in receptions. They can spread it around, but they're 2nd in rushing to JMU, and they're number 2 in passing in the Sun Belt, and overall they're number 1 in total offense. So this offense is very dynamic. It's pretty elite, and they play with a lot of tempo. So this will be a huge challenge. If they can keep them under 300 yards tonight, then that's I don't know who can move the football consistently on this team. I'm not sure anybody can if these guys can't.
Dave Reggert with us here, voice of the James Madison Dukes. Game day tonight. What are the strengths of Texas State here, and what are their weaknesses that you think JMU will look to take advantage of?
Well, offensively, I talked about some of the strengths. They're very balanced, but they've had trouble at times holding on to the football. They've turned it over. They're -5 in the turnover ratio so far this year. The Dukes have had a lot of penalties. So is Texas State. So that's been something that they've been able to hope they can take advantage of. And one area they really struggled is in the red zone. Their touchdown percentage is under 65% as far as getting in the end zone in the red zone. And that's one thing that Coach Hitchler's defense has done well. When teams do move the ball, they don't let them get touchdowns a lot. They make them settle for 3. And that's, I think that'll be key. Who can finish drives? If they can hold Texas State to 3 then I think they're in pretty good shape. But, again, it's a balanced offense. This will be a challenge for this defense. But defensively for Texas State, they aren't great. They're okay. They've got some dudes, though. And that's the one thing this coaching staff has continued to preach to this team, and they've told me Khalil Alexander, he's a guy that was a Division II kid. He went to junior college. He's from Charlotte, but he is an unbelievable athlete. One of their defensive ends, Tymier Jackson, the other defensive end. The coaches say those are probably the two best defensive ends they'll play the entire year outside of Louisville. So they feel like these two guys are game wreckers, and the defensive line is very, very good. Now, they don't have a ton of depth, and those two guys in particular can get after the quarterback, but they feel like they might be able to run the ball against this team. They're giving about 162 yards per game. They give up over 400 yards per game as a team, and they've had some busts in the secondary, so they do feel like if they can run the football, they can negate those defensive ends for Texas State, and then that opens things up. Some shot plays, kind of confuse the defense a little bit. That there's been some confusion in the back end with this team with some motions and different things like that. So they feel like if they can establish a run, then all of a sudden that opens things up. But one thing they can't do is just drop back and throw the football. They ultimately had to kind of do that against Louisville. It didn't work. They've got to move the pocket, much like they did against Old Dominion and other teams so far this year. They've had a blueprint for it, and they just can't sit in the pocket and try and throw the ball. And that's one thing they've really leaned on Alonzo Barnett this year, is they take off and get outside the pocket, run if you have to. And he did last week for a career 153 yards on the ground. So they like that aspect, and if they can continue to do that, I think they're going to have a lot of success running the football and just moving the ball in general. So if they can establish a run like they've done all year long, then that opens up so many things for this team and kind of negates Texas State's strength on defense.
Yeah, just have been a great rushing team, and Barnett was terrific last week, averaging 243 rushing yards right now. But who are some of the weapons on the outside when Barnett has to throw it deep?
Landon Ellis, the two Richmond guys have really stepped up of late. Landon Ellis has been his most consistent guy. Obviously, he was a Spider last year, but the last couple games, he's really kind of he's been the go-to guy. 2 weeks ago, he had six catches, 120 yards, three touchdowns. Last week, he had five more catches and had nearly 100 yards in 97. Nick DeGennaro finally got going last week with three catches, over 100 yards and two touchdowns. So those two guys that were playing in Richmond a year ago have really been the catalyst of late. And they've really spread the ball around. Braden Wislosky finally had a nice game against Louisiana a couple weeks ago. He had seven catches. Jalon Sanchez has been the guy that transferred from Villanova that's been solid. But Wayne Knight, honestly, has been probably the most consistent player on offense this entire year. And it's been amazing to see his transformation. Again, he stepped away from football, Coach Signetti's last year. That's a whole different story, but he stepped away and wasn't at JMU after four games. And he ended up redshirting that year. And then he came back when Coach Chesney took over, and he's now the lead back. He leads the team as far as running back. He's in receptions, and he's second on this team to Landon Ellis in receptions out of the backfield. He leads the team in rushing, averaging 87 yards per game, which is second in the Sun Belt. So he's been the most consistent weapon, both on the ground and probably through the air. They're starting to get the wide receivers involved more now, but he's been a guy that they can just check it down to, and he can go get to 10, 15, 20 yards every time he touches the football. So it's been fun to see his transformation, his progression, and he's done a heck of a job for this team.
Dave, great stuff as always, man. Really appreciate you joining the show. Good luck on the call tonight. We'll be following along.
All right, Adam. Thank you very much.
You're listening to AWOD Radio on the Fan. We close out the show by spotlighting the biggest sporting event of the night with Game Day on the Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new sports radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. We're running the three-man weave here. We've got Jeremy, who helps out with production. Still need to... Nicknameless Jeremy. Still got to come up with something. Stub, who runs the ones and twos. I'm Adam Epstein. This is AWOD Radio. Now, Jeremy, I want to wind you up here and let you go. Was that the single greatest individual performance in the history of baseball from Shohei Ohtani?
Oh, it's up there. I mean, he was so good he got walked four times intentionally. Four intentional walks for Shohei Ohtani. Five walks overall one time.
I said that they were kind of being wussies, and you said, no, that was the right move.
Absolutely. When you have a one-run lead in the eighth inning, Shohei Ohtani's up with one out, nobody on, you've got plenty of free bases. I'm not letting that guy swing the bat. That was the mistake. That's the one that eventually cost them the game. He hits a home run on the first pitch, a pitch that's just right down the middle, and then you just don't pitch to him for the rest of the game, as you should. It's too risky to pitch to him right now. He set so many records in that game. Tied the record for getting on base the most amount of times, had the most bases in a game, 12 in the World Series. He was just everything they needed and more. I think he will retire as the greatest baseball player of all time.
I mean, it's hard to argue against it. What he's done in the World Series, what he's done this entire season, and this postseason has been fantastic. And yet, this series, the Blue Jays got off to a good start, and then the Dodgers. They've just been clutch in the last two games, right? I mean, this is what you want in terms of October baseball, the Fall Classic. It's come down to one at bat basically in every game.
Yep, every single time. I mean, it came down to a couple big swings in game one from the Blue Jays, then they blew it open. The Dodgers came back in game two, and then Yoshi Yamamoto goes nine innings, a complete game for him. Another Freddie Freeman home run in the 18th, obviously, to walk it off there. There's been a couple huge moments, just huge performances from players. Last night, it wasn't just Freddie Freeman. Will Klein came out of the bullpen four innings. He'd never gone more than two in his career. He threw 15 innings in the regular season. That's a third of what he did in this game, or three times what he did in this game. He was amazing. He shut them down. He gets the win, and that was a huge performance from just guys you're not expecting. That's how you win a World Series.
Absolutely, and you brought up the word GOAT with Shohei Ohtani, and I do think that in terms of like all the sports that you could argue GOAT, that's the one that's up for grabs, because a lot of people have a different name for baseball. Some say Babe Ruth. Some say Hank Aaron. Some say Derek Jeter, like Albert Pujols. Like, there's a million names you could come up with. But what Shohei's done, it feels like it's putting him in a class of his own, and he has a chance to really stamp that, being the fact that he is on the mound tonight.
He's on the mound. Last time he pitched, he went 6 innings, no runs, 10 strikeouts, and then also added 3 home runs on the other side of the plate. That, I think, is the greatest performance in baseball history, because it came in the postseason. He, I don't think, is going to do that again. I think that's too much to ask.
Well, because I don't know if they're going to pitch to him tonight. He's going to be pitching to the Blue Jays. I'm not sure they're going to be pitching to Ohtani. We close out the show every day with a segment we call Game Day.
Every day on AWOD Radio is Game Day, home of the biggest sports fans in town at 910 The Fan. We'll spotlight the best sporting event of the day here on Game Day. Yeah, right back and I'm here. I got the whole team in here now. It's feeling like Game Day in this Game Day. We are the underdogs of the year. We ranking number one on the list. We put in overtime, so we ready for overtime if the clock ever hits. Game Day.
All right, so Jeremy, we know we'll be locked into the World Series. I love watching Wizards basketball. They are at home looking for their first home win of the season against the 76ers. Sixers have Maxey and Edgecombe, two young guys that have been terrific to start the season for the Wizards. Keyshawn George, all eyes on him. Bub Carrington, Trey Johnson off the bench. The young Wiz have been fun, and I think my buddy Brian told me this is the most fun he's had watching Wizards basketball in 10 years, and it's because you can see the vision. They have so many guys. One of them needs to pop to become an all-star, and then we can get the ball rolling and end the rebuild. I'm Adam Epstein. You've been listening to AWOD Radio. Thanks to Jeremy and Stubb for helping out on the board. Grant Polson and Danny Ruye drive you home. I believe they are sticking in Kansas City. They'll be live from KC coming up next on The Fan.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart.
That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.